Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which this week is called Values, Money, Our Kids, and the Real World. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com. Today we have our usual regular guest, Wayne Levine, for the men's room. We have for teen rap, Pastor Drew Sands, and special guest, Michael Vuga, who is the wonderful illustrator for our Because I Said So comic strip. He will be talking about that and more in our fourth segment. If you have something you'd like me to discuss, or if you take issue with something I am discussing, or if you're just bored, feel free to email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's bruceandsallen.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. The new A Dad's Point of View comic strip is launched, as I said before. It's called Because I Said So, and the current one, done again by special guest today, Michael Vuga, is called OMG, What Does That Mean? And it is obviously deals with dad not understanding what a certain acronym is that son uses. How many of us don't know what these various acronyms mean? And some of them, in fact, I forgot the one, but there's one that the acronym is, I don't know the letters, but it's like mom over shoulder, M-O-S. So that means when a kid is on a computer and mom walks in, that means whoever that they're chatting with is supposed to stop swearing and be cleaner or whatever, or stop sending those dirty pictures. So it is valuable for moms and dads to learn about what these acronyms stand for, as it is valuable for moms and dads to be aware and participate in social media. Too many moms and dads say, well, I don't need it. You know, I don't need to do Twitter. I don't need to do Facebook. Well, if your kids are doing it, it's just like knowing who their friends are. It's part of their life, and you as a good parent need to be part of what they do and understand it so you can better parent them. I want to also tell you that, again, thanks to Michael Vuga, we have a brand new store where you can get all sorts of great items and merchandise, from hats to totes to shirts and so much more, all with the great artwork that appears on the Because I Said So comic strips. I want to remind you again of the special contest we are having. You can win your very own color caricature by Michael, who does Because I Said So. And here's what you have to do to win. I will announce a secret word for this contest. You need to email that word to me at bruce@brucesallen.com. The winner will be chosen by Michael and me. We will announce the winner on next week's show. So the two criteria is you need to include the secret word. The secret word is facetious. I didn't say that. The secret word is the secret word is facetious. So you need to include the secret word, and you need to include something else unique that will make it stand out, so that we have some method of not just arbitrarily choosing the winner. Be clever. One of the things I might offer you is to find the one truly unique thing about the secret word, which is facetious. So email us, me, bruce@brucesallen.com, the secret word and something else, and you too can win your very own color caricature by Michael Vuga. So, Dad Chat is every Thursday. Tonight, for those of you that are listening locally, we are going to be talking about the triple-decker sandwich generation. Which layer are you? Are you like me, having dealt with my parents and my kids and sometimes neglecting myself? Are you a single parent struggling with your aging parents and your own kids and finding little time for yourself? Renowned expert on seniors, Barry Burkett, will be the guest host for Dad Chat. Dad Chat, as you know, is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time for those of you on the East Coast. We do have a nice participation from all of North America. And lately, we've actually had some participation from Brits, from Irish, and gosh, there was some other really interesting country that participated last week, and I can't remember where. It might have actually been, no, it was Australia. We had someone from Australia that was on Dad Chat last week. For those of my listeners on the stations that hear it post the live Dad Chat, we have Dad Chat every week, so it makes no difference. And if you're listening to the show on Saturday, Sunday, you can participate in the contest, because the winner will not be announced till next week. So once again, I want to also remind you that sponsor slots are open. You can email me at bruce@brucesalon.com if you would like to be a sponsor of the show. So it is now time, as it always is at this time, for the current A Dad's Point of View life lesson. Here we go.
You got to action to with the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salon, and this is A Dad's Point of View. This too shall pass. This too shall pass is credited to many biblical figures. Whether it was Solomon or Lincoln who said it doesn't matter. It's true about most things in life. More often, it is offered as comfort in bad times. I suggest it has equal value in the good times, because those too pass. So enjoy the good times, celebrate and embrace them, and know that most of the bad times will pass as well. I'm Bruce Salon. Find me at brucesalon.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salon, that's one of you.
Well, what do you think about that? This too shall pass. It is often, as I said in that life lesson, something that we are told when we're going through a crisis. But it is my firm belief it is something we need to remember when we are going through good times. Because life is a constant roller coaster, isn't it? And the good times won't always last any more than the bad times. And the value of appreciating the good times when you're in them will just make you happier. So I love that phrase, this too shall pass. And I think to myself every morning when I wake up and I feel good and my family's healthy and there's no particular crisis happening, I go, thank you, God. Makes me grateful. And I suggest it will make you happier to be grateful and appreciate the good in your life. Today's column is, and topic is, values, money, our kids, and the real world. And this is a topic I speak about a lot. Where do our kids get their values? And are you as a parent teaching your kids the value of money? I suggest that we often rely on our schools for these sort of lessons. And it has changed considerably, elementary education in particular, from when I went to school. And I don't think we can trust the education system to instill any moral values in our kids, given the politically correct nature of our education system today. And I'm not sure, given the fiscal irresponsibility of our country and California, where I live in particular, that counting on teachers or teachers' unions or anything to do with the educational system can possibly talk about the value of money, given that we are running into such problems in our country as far as balancing budgets. So these lessons need to be taught by you. These lessons need to be modeled by you. If you're a non-religious family, what values are your kids going to get if they don't answer to anybody other than their feelings? If you pay off your credit card, or worse, don't pay off your credit card, and you moan and groan about it at the dinner table or take on debts, what are you teaching your kids about the value of money? Given that over 30% of adults under 30 are either unemployed or underemployed now, knowing the value of money, knowing how to save, knowing how to make money, knowing how to be prepared for a crisis, as our life lesson talked about, because there will be crises in most people's lives of unemployment, so it's a good idea to have some savings. These are the things that column's about, and these are the things I will be discussing to some degree with both Wayne Levine and Pastor Drew Sams in their respective segments. When Michael is on, Michael Vuga, we will be talking about art, so we can be loose, light, and breezy, because he is a terrific artist. It is time for a break. We will be back with the Men's Room and Wayne Levine. Stay tuned.